Are we not now all hearkening, listening? A future that must be lived conscious is beckoning, opening up before us. And I, for one, look back as I look forwards. Prince tells us, never mind the past. And he meant, never mind the mistakes you've made or the wrong you've done. The prophets all say something similar. Stand up your thought, independent of the system. Befriend your heart's brokenness. Let your mind ponder Paul's example. Engage your questions. Consciously choose. We begin afresh when our eyes are opened and we see what's been kept carefully hidden from them. We begin afresh when we see that only we ourselves can determine our purpose and travel the way that continuously, mutually aligns our thoughts and actions with our purpose. And with our brothers and sisters, once it's discussed and we are certain that there is no scarcity of resources, but rather an earth that is abundant, once we can make our respectful relation with her a living reality, and together work cooperatively guided by the principle of harmonization, once we are clear that all we need to feed and clothe and shelter all of us, ourselves and our brothers and sisters, exists far in excess of need. Once this is seen, we see as well that the claim of states to judge and punish, coerce and control us has no merit. And we organize our day to say this to each other globally. And for support, we lean upon the prophets who saw this day was coming long before us. Because they knew our nature is freedom, and because they were awake, the pretensions and conditioning of class over them held no sway, and saw what was happening, that a few of influence had strayed from the truth and used their influence in the wrong way. But what interests us today is this problem of looking back, of holding on to grievance as a barrier between us. Prince is a prophet, but he's also a strategist. He saw it all in 2014. This moment that we're now in, it's all there in artificial age. And what I don't get is the lack of judgment, of judging us. And of course, this is a constant throughout his life. You see this in Paul as well, that openness of heart and spirit, seeing long the obtuseness of us and not judging it. Whatever there was of their own grieving, they shared little of it, giving us always what they knew we needed.
The place in me calling out your name.
Amen.